Welcome to my podcast, Tricks of the Trademark. This is Eric Pelton with another podcast episode in which I share advice and experience based on my 20 years of working with clients around the world to protect and strengthen their brands. Let's talk about the six steps for building a strong brand. I've created a visual that accompanies this podcast, and if you look on my website, ericpelton.com, under valuable resources, there's a section called Trademark Visuals, and you will find it there, or you'll find it on the page for this podcast on my website as well. And there are six steps in this visual to build a strong brand. The first step is the foundation, a great name. Every brand starts with a name. A great name should be unique in the industry, and it should be creative, and it should not be descriptive. A descriptive name like Joe's Pizza or Brooklyn Shoe Repair will never have great trademark protection and will always have a hard time being unique among its competitors and in the marketplace. So the first step in building a bold brand is a great name. The second step, once a name is selected, is to do a proper clearance search and make sure that that name is available for use, that it's actually unique in the industry, and that it is available for registration at the USPTO, because that leads to step three, which is applying to register the trademark at the US Patent and Trademark Office. Ideally, the application to register this new, growing, strong brand should be done as soon as possible. It should be done based on an intent to use basis, if possible, which means filing it before any products or services are actually publicly available, before the brand is actually launched. You can file based on an intent to use and start the process at the USPTO, which provides additional protections. Next, once the brand is launched and once the application is underway, the owner should market and use the brand prominently. And what I mean by this is use it as a brand name prominently. Make sure everybody knows that this is a valuable name, that this is important to you. And I suggest that means that the name appear in bold or italics or a different color when it appears in text. Of course, it could appear in a logo as well when presented visually. This helps enunciate and distinguish the brand and lets the consumers know that this is a strong brand name. Also, when using it, it's valuable to use the proper symbol. So if it's a product you would and it's a pending, you would use TM next to it. If it's for a service, like consulting or legal services or real estate brokerage or a restaurant, then you would use SM next to the brand name on the upper right shoulder. If the mark is registered, then whether it's a product or a service, you would use the R with a circle. The next and fifth step in building a strong brand is to enforce the brand when necessary. This means if you come across someone who's infringing on your brand, whether they've done it intentionally or accidentally, being proactive, taking steps, trying to shut down their use, sending them a strong warning, taking down their Facebook page, whatever entails, it's keeping your brand unique in the industry, makes it stronger. And the more success you have enforcing it against others, the stronger your brand becomes legally as well. The final step in building a strong brand is to properly maintain that USPTO registration. This step really isn't complicated. As long as you're still using the mark, it's easy to renew it at the proper deadlines, but it is often overlooked because businesses ignore it or forget about it or don't properly place a reminder for the deadlines for renewals. And when a registration lapses and it's not renewed, it will be canceled. And at some point, there's no way to undo that other than starting the process all over again. And that leads to additional expenses, and it leads to exposure and risk, and it can create problems that can become even much more expensive by not being registered, by not appearing in that USPTO database. So it's never too late to go back and set your brand on this path to be strong. If it's a new brand, of course, it's ideal that you start at the bottom and work your way up the steps to the top. But again, even for an existing brand, if part of the process has been skipped or overlooked, it's not too late to go back to a search and registration towards the bottom of the steps and work your way back towards the top and make that brand even stronger, whether it's been in use for 1 year or whether it's been in use for 10 years or more. I work with clients on all of the different steps of this process and more, from choosing a great name to renewing registrations. So if you'd like assistance with one or more of these steps to make your brand stronger and more protected, reach out to me and let's discuss. You've been listening to Tricks of the Trademark with me, Eric Pelton. I've been making trademarks bloom since 1999. For more information about my trademark services, visit my website at ericpelton.com. Thanks for listening.